Time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam Law Firm.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre, since 1881.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood this morning, talking with Brian Tipton and Cody Petz with the City of Pierre Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning.
Morning.
So, Brian, what do we got going on over Parks and Rec, you know, currently, or maybe what you guys are gearing up for as we get into the later half of winter and into spring?
Well, I'll start off by we're having really unseasonably warm weather, so it's really nice to see people out using the parks. And as just a reminder, you know, we're getting questions about restrooms and different things, but we're still in that time of year where it can, tomorrow could be 20 below. So we're, unfortunately, most of our restrooms are winterized, just for the protection of freezing, which can still happen. But just wanted to remind people of that. Sometimes, you know, they go up to them and we get those calls, but, a lot going on. We're gearing up, getting ready to kick off summer rec registration. The reason we have to do that is moving into opening the pool in April and May and having pool passes and registration at the same time. We try to spread our workload out, and Cody does a really good job of handling that pretty much all by herself. She's a one-man band with our recreation program.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't want everybody working 16-hour days and going, man, I'm just getting burnt out. Nice to spread it out. But if folks do want to get a hold of those pool passes when they become available, how can residents do that?
Well, we started our pool pass sales in December, and we've had a lot of people reach out. They can either, you know, stop in or go online. Most of the people are going onto our website. And if they're buying a gift for somebody, there's gift cards available to purchase pool passes. And also you can go on and if you have your account for your family, you can go on and purchase a single or a family pool pass on the City of Pierre website.
And so, Cody, tell me a little bit more about your role with Parks and Rec. I mean, as Brian mentioned, you kind of are the coordinator for everything, and it seems to be a very interesting position.
Yeah, no, it's a very fun position. It can be a lot at times, but having great people surround me and support me certainly helps make the position easier. Also, as Brian mentioned, we're gearing up to start registration. That will go live for summer recreational programs on February 16th at 6 a.m. We have a lot of things or a lot of programs and sports that are offered during that. Some examples would be T-ball, pickleball, Kid Fit. Some of the programs that we offer would be like 3D art, scrapbooking, Safety Town. And you'll make sure that you get signed up for those swimming lessons.
Absolutely. Now, can folks also register for those events and items on the city website as well, or is there another website that folks should be looking for?
Nope, cityofpierre.org. They can get signed up for those registrations. Again, bright and early at 6 a.m.
And if folks have questions, Brian, about anything with Parks and Rec, or, you know, as you mentioned, with facilities still being winterized right now, what's the best way to get in touch with you or any one of your staff members at the city?
Just going on the city website. Email is probably easiest. Even my desk phone, I have good voicemail programs, so I get calls or emails, and they'll also call the city office, and they'll direct you to the right department.
Absolutely. Anything else we want to leave folks with this morning as we get kind of looking forward to spring?
Just just a reminder too, there's crews out there. The Parks Department and the Street Department have partnered up, and they're working on the tree height ordinance over the street. It changed in 2023 from 12 feet to 14 feet, and they're trimming trees. So when you see the cones on the street, that means that they're just clearing the curb line so they can work on trees this winter. It's been really great for them to get through the most of the snow routes so far, and they're starting on the north-south streets already.
Absolutely. And talking with Brian and Cody this morning from the City of Pierre Parks and Recreation Department this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. And, of course, People in Your Neighborhood here on KGFX, brought to you by May Adam Law Firm.